JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Jamaica Library Service sets up advocacy committees to encourage reading, and later a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Jamaica celebrated Read Across Jamaica Day on Tuesday, May 3, and volunteers all across the country traveled to schools and libraries to facilitate interest in books and other literature. In this vein, the Jamaica Library Service, JLS, has established several advocacy committees aimed at creating greater awareness of the value of public libraries. This is being done under the Global Libraries Information and Communications Technologies ICT project. The committees are comprised of stakeholders from both private and public sectors who will serve as advocates for the libraries. In addition to enhancing the programs and services of the JLS, the Global Libraries ICT project will provide training in ICT skills and other related areas for library staff and users. Under the program, 805 additional state-of-the-art computer systems will be installed in public libraries across Jamaica, and 6 mobile library units and advanced high-speed internet service will be provided to all JLS locations. Director General of the JLS, Karen Barton, is encouraging persons who are not already members to join a local library and take advantage of all the facilities have to offer.
The library service is an important part of your community. We want you to come out. We want you to use the services. We want you to be able to benefit from what is being provided for you. We know that technology is a way, and the library is not going to be left behind. We're here to fill all your needs, so we want you to come out. Join a public library today.
The initiative is being undertaken with help from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which contributed $2 million, and the government of Jamaica, which donated $1.1 million. Without vision, we can never truly participate in the process of development. So, educate yourself. Visit vision2030.gov.jm, learn all you can, and get to know the plans for your country, my country, our country.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
Time now for a child protection tip. As Jamaica celebrates Read Across Jamaica Day and Education Week, read with your children. Offer to read a book aloud or ask your child to read his or her favorite book or magazine to you. That tip was brought to you by the Child Development Agency in association with the Jamaica Information Service. And on our community notice board, Pentecostal Assemblies of the World will host its third National Children's Convention on Saturday, May 7 at 10 a.m. at 38 Job Lane, Spanish Town, under the theme, I Am In It to Win It. And Grace Women International will host a singles and married conference under the theme, Raising Women of Identity, from May 5 to 7. At Fellowship Tabernacle Church behind Boulevard Supercenter. For details, call 545-3243. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.